Researchers are discovering that one possible strategy for fighting global warming could do more harm than good. That's the message from experiments that are taking place 2 miles down in the ocean off California. NPR's David Malikoff reports.
If you want to slow global warming, the big problem is figuring out how to prevent carbon dioxide gas from collecting in the atmosphere. One option is to stop burning fossil fuels like coal, which is a major source of carbon dioxide. That's unlikely. So another idea is to capture the gas before it leaves the smokestack and pump it into the deep, cold ocean. The tremendous pressure turns the gas into a slushy liquid that just sits on the seafloor.
It's a very beautiful, thick, clear liquid. It sort of looks like Karo syrup, if you remember what that looks like.
Jim Barry is a researcher at the Monterey Bay Aquarium Research Institute in California. Over the last few years, he and some other scientists have been using a robot submarine to place small containers of carbon dioxide in a deep canyon off the coast. They wanted to see if dumping carbon into the deep sea would damage marine life. It turns out that carbon can be deadly. Kevin Carman is a researcher at Louisiana State University.
We found that these very high concentrations of carbon dioxide kill most of the animals in the mud.
Carman's group was led by David Thistle of Florida State University. The team made 3 carbon pools, each about 5 inches wide, by planting sections of plastic pipe in the muddy seafloor. A month later, they came back and surveyed nearby populations of copepods, little shrimp-like creatures that are an important part of the ocean food chain. Next to the pools, about half of the copepods had died, the researchers report in a journal called Marine Ecology Progress. The carbon dioxide apparently caused chemical changes in the water that suffocated the copepods. Jim Barry says such results may pose a difficult choice for those trying to find solutions to climate change.
The big question would be, is it better to go ahead and inject a large amount of CO2 into the deep sea where we know it'll probably cause some harm? And is the harm that we cause there balanced by the benefit we see either for the surface ocean community or for the terrestrial community?
For the moment, the choice is hypothetical. Barry says that the potential threat posed by seafloor carbon dumps has made them a very unpopular option for policymakers. David Malikoff, NPR News.